Lord, we ask that we will yield ourselves unto your word, Lord, and do that which you have asked us in the way that you have asked us. God, you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, and we are so thankful for that, and we ask you to help us. Lord, let us love one another and help each other in all things that we do. God, we pray that you just bless this service this morning. Bless every heart, Lord, for all that have a need, God, grant it unto them, whether it be in the body or spirit. Lord, we thank you and ask you to be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 17. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfieth the mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
He made known his way unto Moses, and his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always sigh, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercies toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him.
For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust.
As for a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercies of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting unto them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Brother Kern, would you come this morning and take up the tithes and offering?
Heavenly Father, we are extremely grateful, Lord, that you made a way for us to come and worship, come and lift your holy name, Lord, and especially to sing songs unto you. But, and that's all right, but as the prophet says, singing songs builds courage to the believer.
Yes, sir.
Lord, the task that is laid before us, it will take more than courage. It will take a strong arm of faith, Lord Father.
Yes.
So we ask, Lord Jesus, that you'll use Brother Keith in a special way this morning.
Yes.
Answer any questions we will have upon our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you'll circumcise our ears, Lord, and our hearts, but most importantly, give us that right mental attitude to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
Father God, we ask that you bless these tithes and offerings. We ask, Lord God, that you bless those hands that could give, those that cannot. Make use for the furtherance of your ministry, Lord. We ask all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that more. I surrender. Amen. You know, the Christian journey, one part of it is all about surrendering. And what a lesson learned. You can only do so much, and then when you get to the end of the road, say, Lord, I surrender. That's what we want in our hearts this morning. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release.
it's easier to understand this road I'm traveling down. Oh, no more wavering or wandering. I'm standing on solid ground, and I know I'm headed to my future home. And the voice I hear is yours alone. Every day I live, trials that seem so awesome to me are now my banner of victory. And I know I'm headed to my future home, and the voice I hear is yours alone. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Are you happy for that this morning? Every day I
comes this morning. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Oh, pure and holy. Oh, tried and true, so tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.
I sing it to you one more time. Oh, I really mean it. Pour your heart out. He's here.
Oh, Lord, prepare me.
Watch us out, Lord. Take that sanctuary that you're standing in and turn around and shake somebody's hand and say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
God bless you. Prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Thank you all for coming. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's the sanctuary that God wants to dwell in. You just shook his hand.
Amen.
Amen? Is that what we believe? We believe we're now the last immorphy of God. We are God on the earth in human flesh. Even through all of our fallacies and things that we go through life with, you know, we conquer some things and we fail some things, but we know one conqueror. He's the mighty conqueror. He didn't conquer, he mightily conquered. And we sure appreciate the Lord coming today and being with us. And good to have you with us. Good to have our brother with us. Good to see you, man. Yes, sir. We got Brother Keith Reed from Jamaica with us. He don't need no introduction. He's just one of us. He's been here forever. We've watched each other kind of grow up all together. And he sure is a wonderful friend, and Sister Francine's with him today, so we sure appreciate them coming. And we'll be all heading up to Ruth here in just a few days. And like I said, we're going to be there Thursday if anybody would like to go. It's going until Friday evening. So Lord bless you. Let's just pull on the gift of God. Our brother, we believe, to be a true minister of the Word. So being that he is a true minister of the Word, then you're going to get the truth today. So what you're going to do with it determines you. You determine what it is. He doesn't. No. He's just going to, as Brother Brown said, he's going to break those scales from your eyes. Amen. Open up your heart and let God come in. Listen, faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of God. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother Keith comes. Now we'll have, this afternoon after second service, we'll have communion, foot washing, and then we'll have a meeting after that. But communion and foot washing after the second service. So just be in prayer for that. And we appreciate the time that we have here to be together with all of you. And we sure appreciate all of you coming. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. You pull on a gift and you'll get what you expect.
Lord, open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Praise God. You may be seated just for a while. We certainly want to thank God for this privilege of being in his house this morning and to have that privilege to be able to worship our God.
Amen.
In a day like this, amen, with having known who we are and the God who has called us, amen, to this great faith that the saints once hold on to. You know, we look at these young men who are down there. I know you look at them up there. You know you're getting older. It started to reveal to me that I've always felt the way I felt when I was 18 years old when I first come to the message. But now I realize they treat me like an elder. But when I don't feel that way. But when I look in the mirror, I see gray, you know. So I know, amen, I'm not as young as I used to be. Amen. We certainly thank God for the experiences that we have had over the years. And the way that God has dealt with us, amen, that I can be of help to the body of Christ. I certainly want to do my portion. And, you know, I certainly thank God for my precious brother Wade. He said, Pastor Wade Dale. Amen. Praise God. You know, I remember one time he was going to go to Oklahoma to be in that vote. And I went and tell Brother Sam, I said, Brother Sam, never let what happened to Brother Spencer happen to you. Because Brother Spencer is always complaining that Brother Fraser steals his son. So, amen. So we certainly appreciate you, Pastor. And I say to you, you love your pastor. Give him all the support. They need it. We see the things that are happening today, the passing of the men of God. And, you know, when Brother Chandler passed, I was actually in Uganda. And there's some sisters from our church that is there in London. And, you know, she was saying that, you know, the pressure that the pastor have to go through, you know, it seems he had an heart failure. So, you know, you got to take care of the men of God. You know, the Bible says God will take away the candlestick from out of your midst, really. You know, if anybody ever understand what a pastor go through, you'd be running from it, you know. But it seems like I've been pastoring now. It's going on to 30 years, you know, so it's a long time, you know. I've seen many things. Those who you love, you know, turn you down. And, you know, they give you a heartache and all of that is like a parent to your children. But we certainly thank God for the men of God. You know, I at Ash Wednesday, you know, I actually did what Brother Brady asked me to do. For many, many years, you know, Brother Brady's at a state now where he can hear you, he listens to you, but he can't respond. And, you know, before now, he would have responded, but you say something about no, and he start way back there because his short-term memory is just gone until everything is just gone. And so, and, you know, I was looking at that experience, really, you know, I promised Brother Brady always wanted me to take over the church, and that's the church that I come from, that's my pastor, but, you know, now I'm a shepherd myself, and I can't do it. So I said, Brother Brady, if anything happened to you, I'll see to the transition. And I was like the butler that was in the dungeon with Joseph. I forget all about it. And then, you know, it dawned on me that I made a promise to Brother Brady. I'm going to keep my promise. But, you know, God is so good that before Brother Brady got to that stage when I tell him that, he stopped calling me for everything and called Brother Valman. And so Brother Valman is a wonderful man of God, wonderful young minister. And, you know, so I decided and I went over and I told the church, I said, you know, I'm going to come and I'm going to preach because we need to ordain Brother Valman Clark as the pastor of the church. And, you know, there were some people who weren't too, you know, good with it, really, because, you know, the experience when there's a boy that grew up from, you know him when he was in diapers, and now he's going to become your pastor. It's kind of hard, you know, for the older ones, really. But I thank God. You know, when we made a vote, he got 95% of the vote. You know, the people were real satisfied. And so, Brother Brady, they thought we were going to park him. No, we're going to take care of our elder, you know, and so, and give him all the support and, you know, just take care of his every needs. But, you know, a church needs a man that is strong, you know, and that was the experience, really. So I certainly thank God. If you are in Ruth this coming week, then you'll meet Brother Volman, a wonderful man of God. He's the vice principal of the high school in Ocherias, and his wife is a nurse, and they've got two children, a son and a daughter, and I guess he's the closest pastor to me back home in Jamaica, because he pastored the church that I'm from, you know. So, I mean, we see transitions, really, and it's hard to be here, and Brother Sam is not here, really. Brother Sam has been my teacher, you know, over the years. I was telling Brother Wade that, you know, I've got notes that I have 20 years ago. You remember this? This was in Manchester, you know, and I still use them. And I certainly thank God for my association with this body of Christ. It has certainly helped me. And I can say from here, the brothers in Western Uganda who are listening to us today, I salute you. I said, God bless you. Amen. Because we had the same teacher. Amen. And, you know, like I tell Brother Wade, you might not understand, but while you're here having church and you're dealing with your local affairs, really, there's people in different parts of the world that are listening to you. Amen. That you're not just a little church in Lula, you know, but they're 8 hours ahead of us, really. So they dismiss and they gather again and they're listening to you because they're having church with you, really. So always remember, whatever you do, it's like you're a big brother. Always what you do, there are young ones that are watching you, and so you got to conduct yourself right. Amen. So we certainly thank God for the foundation that we have and the experience, you know. We use the term the Lord give and the Lord take, but, you know, sometimes we understand that not the right way. It's not like you give a child a toy and then tomorrow you take the toy from the child. No, God changes your experience as you grow. And God will know the end from the beginning. He understands all the experiences that you will go through to bring you to that day of the translation. And this is just one of that experience that God has given to you. Now, that which you have received, now give it. You know, and so we thank God for the experience that we have had, and we also thank God because it's God's program that has changed our experience. And now that which we have received, you know, let us see what we do with it, because it's bringing us onto a translation. Amen. Praise God. And you know, by my association with this assembly, you know, I today go to Africa. And I'm bringing this word to them. Amen. Brother Dale always said to me, I'm concerned about the change of the body, the opening of the word. And that's what we want to preach to the people, because there's a message that prepares a bride for a rapture. Amen. You know, we can take the word of God and we can preach all the fundamental doctrines and all of that, really. But there's a revelation of the word, and you know, we could have been in Pentecost if that's all that we needed. But God sent us a voice in the last day, and he break open the seal and he bring it down to us, really, that we can be, you know, the people that receive, hallelujah, the word to bring a body change. Amen. Praise God. So we ought to be careful that we don't bring the word of God to psychology to tell you how you ought to do this and do that. And so, no, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you, amen, that will change you, amen. And I say many times, if the word you're hearing not changing, you're not maturing you, it's not doing you no good, amen. But it must bring you from glory to glory to glory, amen, because we're walking into a change, amen. So God bless you. God bless you. I thank God that you are together, and that God has changed your experience, and let us now live in the glory of that which God is doing, really. It was hard for the children of Israel to accept Joshua, who was with them there in Egypt and so, but it was God's doing, you know. And Moses really, you know, I mean, rock them in the cradle and take care of them and cry with them. But Joshua had a sword. And God knows exactly what they had need of. Let us say God knows exactly what we have need of. So, you know, take care of Brother Wade. Amen. I've got to speak on the behalf of a pastor because I'm a pastor and I know what a pastor go through. Amen. So God bless you as you stand this morning. We want to turn our books to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm going to read from verse 3 and verse 4. I'd like to share a message that I've shared back home. You know, the bride is the manifestation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to know who she is. Then we know how we ought to act and conduct ourselves and all of that, really. Amen. So as you find it this morning, let us just talk to the author of the word. Let's bow our heads. Our gracious God and our Father, Lord, what tremendous responsibility that you have given to us in this hour. That, Lord God, we must look in the pages of this blessed word and to depart, O God, to our people that does not conform to our voices, but the revelation of Jesus Christ that, O God, you have placed for the people to bring about a change. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we come together, Lord God, may that word become preeminence in our lives. And Lord God, may you fashion us, O God, into the image of Jesus Christ. It is easy for us, O God, to emulate one another. But Lord, that's not what we seek. We need to become, O God, the fashion of Christ, O God, that he might be revealed. Lord, as the Bible declared to us that the woman is the glory of the man, that the bride is the glory of Christ. Bring us to that image, Lord God, we pray. And Father, we thank you, God, and we'll give you the preeminence that is due unto your name. Remember the sick and the afflicted and those that are without, O God. We pray that you would bless them and be with them, O God. And Father, may we come to that position where more and more we see who we are according to the word. Bless us now as we look to you and believe you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. If our gospel be hid, if this end time gospel is not revealed to you, it might be because you are lost. In other words, when we say you're lost, you are not foreknown of God.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. In whom the Bible says the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Because Christ is the image of God. Hallelujah. But I'd like to bring down that image this morning. Because not only is Christ the image of God, but, you know, the bride is the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. You know, Brother Branham said a Baptist minister once, said to him, he said, you know, I can't accept revelation. He said, then you cannot accept the Bible. Because you cannot accept Christ. Because he's a revelation of God. Amen. He's God revealed in flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, the whole church is built upon divine revelation. Peter knew him by the flesh. Paul knew him by revelation. But Peter had to come to that position when Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Oh, they say you're the Jeremiah, you're Isaiah, you are one of the prophets. Because yes, he is the Son of Man. But he said, well, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. You are just a little stone, but upon the rock of revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God's church is not built upon denominationalism. It's not built upon theology. It is built upon the revelation of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Amen. Not who I am. Not who you are. Upon who Jesus is. He ought to be the central theme of everything that we do. Hallelujah. In the first seal, he said, Christ is a revelation of God. In other words, God revealing himself, you see Jesus Christ. He comes to reveal God because he and God were the same. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. He said, in otherwise, you never know just what God was until, hallelujah, he revealed himself through Christ. Amen. Amen. So show me God. I give you Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me know my God. I give you Jesus Christ. He's a revelation of God. In other words, it's God stepped forth and in flesh. Oh, I like to say it like this. God become kinfolk to you and I by the plan of redemption, that Christ can die in your stead. Because God made a holy law, and in that law, the wages of sin is debt. Hallelujah. So God sent a kinfolk to you, not an animal, not a lamb. Oh, he was called the Lamb of God, figuratively. Amen. But he was God in flesh. So he was all God, yet he was all you and I. Kinfolk to you. So when he died, he took your sin upon his body and he nailed it to the cross. Oh, can I tell you this morning, your sin is paid for. It's paid for in full. You've got nothing to worry about. He paid it all. God took care of it. Hallelujah. So we exalt him then. Hallelujah. He's the high priest of our profession. Amen. You know, sometimes the preacher is trying to project the seventh angel. But the seventh angel come to project Jesus Christ. Brother Branham is our Eliezer. Amen. To bring us to our Isaac. Hallelujah. Who must be on display before you? It's not Eliezer. It's Jesus. But every chapter, every word is pointing to him. Hallelujah. In Colossians 1:12. Hallelujah. As we exalt him now. Amen. We want to take him out of history. We want to bring him as Jesus Christ. But there's a greater revelation when it comes to you. He said in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is invisible. You want to see God? You're going to see Christ. Oh, Jesus. Oh, but we're coming down with it. The firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, and that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Who are we talking about? Jesus Christ. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. If we don't give Christ preeminence, we're not Christians. If we put any other image picture in it, we're taking from the glory of Christ. Hallelujah. So when, oh, I like to say it like this. On the seventh month of 1963, and on the 28th day, the day of life. Because 28 mean life. I'm glad I was born the 28th of this month. Amen. The first thing was, he said, that God wanted to reveal himself to his people. He couldn't do it as a great Jehovah God who covers all space, time, and eternity. No. Hallelujah. He could not. He's too great to even be revealed to people because it would be too mysterious. Amen. Amen. He could that. Hallelujah. How could that great being ever did begin? That after, when beyond the cycle of hundreds of billions and trillions of years of light space and on out into the infinite, into eternity, that great creature that was all that and still is. Amen. But that he wanted to do, he loved fatherhood. Amen. He was a father. And the only way that he could express was to become Son of Man. Hallelujah. What a mystery. Amen. That's the reason Jesus kept saying, the Son of Man. The Son of Man. Jesus is the Son of Man. Brother Branham was a Son of Man. Elijah, hallelujah, Elijah was a Son of Man. Jeremiah was a Son of Man. Name them, they were a Son of Man. But Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. They didn't know what he was talking about, many of them. But now you get it. Hallelujah. He wanted to express himself. He was, is one of the great threefold purpose was to express himself, identify himself with human being. Amen. Hallelujah, to reveal himself in Christ. Amen. Oh, glory. Secondly, he have to have the preeminence in the body of believers. And brethren, many times we don't break that down and look at that. Christ want to have the preeminence. Sometimes pastors want to have the preeminence. Leaders want to have the preeminence. The government want the preeminence. But among the body of believers, Christ must be first person. He's greater to you than your wife, than your children. Sisters, he's greater to you than your husband. Christ must be the first person in your life. Hallelujah. Glory. That's what he wants to be. Amen. Nothing more, nothing less. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He wants to have preeminence in your life. Amen. Amen. Yes. His bride, that he might live in people. Amen. Mm. Amen. Every walk you walk, every talk you talk, every decision you make, Christ wants to be the center theme of what you do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He could do it that he wanted to do it in Adam and Eve, but sin separated them. So now they're at to come away to get back again. It failed in the Garden of Eden. And God wait all 6,000 years. Then he come to, hallelujah, the last 1,000. And in 7 church ages, he's trying to do it. And God waited. He waited. He waited until the most deceiving age that there would be. He waited until the greatest falling away. He waited until, amen, it seemed like nothing could happen. If there was an age that anything could come out of, you would think, not this one, but God waited. Hallelujah. God know that there's going to be something in you. You might not see, but God see it. Hallelujah. Gideon did not see what God see about him. He thought he was defeated. But when the angel of the Lord speak to Gideon, he said, "Oh, mighty man of valor, stand upon your feet." Hallelujah.
Don't believe the devil's lie for your life. Take what God said about you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a savior. And he had to express that. Hallelujah. And how could he do it? Only through Christ. Hallelujah. How could he be a son? Only through Christ. How could he be a healer? Only through Christ. All things are wound up in one person, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I just see denominations pass off the scene and everything else just going. Hallelujah. When I see God's great purpose, him in revealing himself and having first to reveal himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And then to bring that fullness of the Godhead bodily into a people. Hallelujah. That he could have preeminence, the oversight, the leading. You know, we take 2 Corinthians 5:21. The Bible said he becomes sin. You believe that? He becomes sin for me. In other words, all my sin is upon him. Then can you believe the other portion? That I might be the righteousness. If he took my sin and he gave me his righteousness, it's not what I think. No, sir. It's not what the devil tell me about myself. It is what God states in his word. Hallelujah. As to believe what he said about me. Glory. You lose your self-esteem by believing what people say about you. But you've got to believe what God said about you. And start to walk in the light of what God says. Amen. They say you're nothing. They say you're a failure. They say you wouldn't amount to anything. But what did God say about you? He said, I'm a royal priesthood. I'm an holy nation. I'm peculiar people. Oh, he said, you're not in the winner's circle. You are the winner. You know, some years back I watched the Olympic. And, you know, they run the race. And the race is so close that the athletes are looking at each other. They don't know who is the winner. And so they start to look at the monitor to find out. And somebody's walking down defeated. And somebody, hey, you are the winner. Hallelujah. That's you this morning. You didn't realize. You are the winner. Amen. In Super Sign, paragraph 109, he said, oh God, if the world could only see that, that God and man are one. You believe that? The super sign, the first man that God could come into, all that God was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into his church, the super sign, God and man together. That was to be the super sign in the last day. And the entire Bible was to be fulfilled in the last days. Are we in the last days? Oh, a virgin shall conceive. And that conception, when it is brought forth, will be God manifested in flesh. That's the super sign. They still don't believe it. But it was anyhow. It's still a super sign. Notice, hallelujah, they've got Superman today. Hallelujah, it's a fictional of a Superman. Amen. All those other kinds of super things. But the church has got a super sign. God back in the church, manifested in human flesh. The creator God is back into the church. And he's not back in the church as he was in Pentecost, where there was an anointing of the Holy Ghost upon the church. But Revelation 10:1, the mighty angel Christ has come down. Hallelujah. When? Amen. When the seventh angel messenger was here on the earth. Is that right? Amen. He come to reveal Christ to you and I. He was not the Christ, amen, but was sent forth, amen, to reveal Christ to you. Is that right? That's why we hear his voice. Is that right? Amen, because he's telling us about him that we don't know. We've never seen him. Amen, but the revelation of the world is bringing him, hallelujah, amen, tangible before us today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. If that was a super sign of that day, when that same spirit that was upon Jesus Christ comes into his church to manifest the written word for today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. That is still the super sign.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Then it said, John 14:23, Jesus tell them, he said, if a man love me,
right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And he will come unto him and make his abode with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ. Hallelujah. The mystery. Paragraph 160 said, God expressed in Jesus Christ, who is both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You see, we got to clarify that. Jesus Christ is not second person. He's not first person. He's not third person. He is the person. Hallelujah. The Lord your God is one Lord. Hallelujah. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Amen. Glory to God. He said, now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in his church. Amen. The preeminence. Hallelujah. All that God was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into the church, the believer.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So Colossians 1:26, now he's speaking to you. He said, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now that mystery that was hid, that mystery is made manifest. Hallelujah. Glory, it's comfort to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Oh, Brother Dale used to say to us, this is a make known age. Hallelujah. And what is that mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That settles it. Hallelujah. Christ is in you. You know, now I want to know how much of him is in me.
Right.
Hallelujah. And he in me, what privilege does that give me?
Right.
What should that do to me?
Oh,
hallelujah. The unveiling of God. 77, he said, now, when it said here that he emptied himself, he poured himself out.
Right.
Let me paraphrase. He said, it's not that like somebody vomit out. No, sir. But he changes mask.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What he was, he now become. And I show you this in the Old Testament. When God is going to do a new thing, he always reveal it by his name. And even the name of God in the Old Testament was progressive to the people. Hallelujah. And he began to say to Moses, now I'm going to do a new thing among you. He said, hallelujah, I was known to Abram and to Isaac and to Jacob by my name, Almighty God. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known. I'm going to show you that I'm a God. Hallelujah, he was the father of my children. Hallelujah, God changing the atmosphere, changing their experience. And he revealed it in his name. Is that right? Even Jesus, when he came upon the demon, the man bound with demon. Amen. For Jesus to cast him out, he said, what is your name?
Amen.
And they said, we are legion, for we are many.
Yeah.
And now that he knows their name, hallelujah, you've got to know the name of your God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God also know your name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're talking about a new name. I see a brother wrote, he said, if people think that the seventh seal is open, he said, then let them tell me what the new name is. I said, that's not so hard. Because your name that your mama and daddy give you, amen, that's just a holding area. That's just a holding name for a time. That's not your real name. No, no, sir. Amen. We are Africans, but we've got British names because we were in a British colony. That's not our real name. We don't know what our name is. I go back to Africa. You know, they see a black man coming from there. They said, what is your tribe? I said, I've lost my tribe. I lost a part of my identity. Amen. But you as believer,
The word bringing back to your name. Hallelujah. And your name is not the name they give you, but your name is a revelation of who you are. So when the seals were open, your name was shut up in those mysteries. And when those mysteries come to you, it reveals who you are. Hallelujah. So he said Christ was a seals. So Christ in you is the upper glory.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you call him, you might as well call me the same. Because I'm a part of that revelation. That's who I am. Hallelujah. I know what my name is. My name is wrapped up in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In Ephesians 2:19, he says, now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but your fellow citizens with the saints, hallelujah, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So you mean that who I am today, the apostles is a part of me? Or I'm a part of that foundation? Yeah, because that's what Malachi 4 was, to turn your hearts back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. He said, now in whom all the building fit firm together, growing unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together in an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You're part of the house. You're part of the great building. Oh, there's brothers and sisters that you have that you don't know yet. But one thing we've got in common, we'll spend eternity together. Is that right? You know, that's what I like. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come. You know, I was over there in, hallelujah, amen, the eastern part of Uganda. And there were ministers from Kenya. They were coming from across the border. And they were coming. And we end up, we had over 100 ministers preaching the same gospel. They look different. And the brothers from, amen, northern Uganda, the Karamoja people, amen, they were coming down. And the brothers were telling me that they are herders. You know, nomads. And hallelujah, the government, the gunpoint was forcing them to put on clothes. They were primitive. But they heard the same voice that I heard. And they dressed themselves. And they come down. And oh, when they sing the salvation, they didn't need no music. But their hands was their rhythm. And oh, they jump with joy. Hallelujah. Because they've seen the light. Amen. What crown we will wear, because we go to tell them that God has sent a seventh manifestation on the earth. God sent a voice, and that voice is to change your bodies. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God I'm a part of it. Amen. That there are those who have received the message. And you know what privilege we have. We can take any message book, any tape, and we can listen it in English. That's a great privilege. But there's people that don't know English. And sometimes they know the English, but the jargons of yesterday, they don't know. Things Brother Bram speak of, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm not a hunter. I never fish like they fish. So he talk about something, and I got to ask somebody, what does he mean by that? Amen? And then people take this and they said, well, he said this one way and he said that one way. I'm not looking at the man. There's a word that is revealed for you and I. Hallelujah. And how do you know? Because it's vindicated. It's vindicated back then and it's still vindicated today. Hallelujah. He's still Lord. Hallelujah. He's still God. He's still manifesting flesh. Amen. Every redemptive promise, he still hold true to it. Amen. 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 He still heal. He still save. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still your peace. Amen. Amen.
He's still present. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Paragraph 231, Christ the mystery. He said, now Peter, when he called, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, now watch, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. Say it, which means son of Jonah. See? Blessed art thou, for flesh and blood never revealed this to you. Neither did you learn it in school, but by my Father which is in heaven was revealed it to you. Notice what he said to him. Upon this rock, that's Peter. Amen. The predestinated seed of God that had received this light and given the key to the kingdom. But upon this rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. He is the full manifestation of God. When we sit upon this rock, I will build my church. It's not Peter. No, sir. It is a revelation. What revelation? The capstone revelation. Who Jesus is. Upon that I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Amen. Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and him being the second person. Upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will never shake it down. Never prevail against it. I'll build my church upon this rock. A revelation of Jesus Christ. Look, Christ in you. Make him the center of life of the revelation. Christ's life in you, make him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible, make the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. And Christ in you, make you the complete revelation of the whole thing. God was not investing in William Branham. He was investing in you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God was doing. You was what he was doing. Amen. Hallelujah. St. John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. But I will come to you. Amen. In other words, you're going to have trials. Yes. But I'm the answer. Right. Heartache's going to come. Yeah. But I am the answer. Amen. Sickness are going to come your way. But I am the answer. Yes. Is that right? Amen. I'm the answer to all of your needs. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world see me no more. But you see me. For because I live, you shall live also. At that day. Hallelujah. At that day. Or this day. The day when this revelation is made known to you and I. At that day, you shall know. That day when you and Christ become one. Amen. That day when you receive that new birth. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And may I say it like this. And when you receive the new birth, everything that you need to your adoption and your translation is in that birth. Amen. But God didn't save you to lose you. Mm-mm. You have your ups and downs, but hey, tell the devil, you're a liar. For God didn't save me to lose me. He'll be defeating his purpose. God has a purpose for me. And that's why he saved me. The word's not hidden from me. It's hidden to them that are lost. But I thank God I've got eyes that I can see it. I've got ears I can hear it. Amen. I've got hands. Hallelujah. I can work till Jesus come. Amen. Hallelujah. And in that day you will know that I am in the Father. Jesus now speaking. And the Father in me. Hallelujah. And the other part, and I, personal pronoun, I am in you. I am in you. I am in you. Oh, hallelujah. You got failures, but Christ is in you. You've got heartaches, but Christ is in you. Amen. You struggle sometimes, but Christ is in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Don't live below your privilege. Everything that you've got need of, it's in Jesus Christ. The Word. Hallelujah. Amen. God making himself known. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say this to you this morning? You see, and when Christ is made known to you, the only God that this world will ever see, is you manifesting the word of God. We get so distracted with our vocation. We get so distracted with what is happening around us. But as human being, you know, you want a better car, you want a better house, you want a better standard of living. It's part of your dream. But there's a greater part to you. Yes. Is that right? Amen. Christ expressing himself in you. Amen. So in whatever you do, hallelujah, we got to reflect him. Amen. You know, we move because it's too hot. It is too cold. Yeah. You know, I'm not comfortable enough. Yeah. I'm going to change this church because they shout too loud. Yeah. Or they don't shout at all. Yeah. We've got a problem with everything. Yeah. Is the devil setting you up? Is that right? For the only place that you can please God is where God please place you. Amen. Oh, the Bible said, be contented with such things as you have. Hallelujah. Glory. My. You know, doing the work of a missionary. You know, I was telling them, I go to a place, and when we're driving in, you see the children running after a little chicken. And I learn now, every time you see the children running after chicken, that's lunch. You know? And man, I tell you, as a Jamaican, our food is known everywhere. Yeah. You know, Jamaican restaurant everywhere. Yeah. Jamaican restaurant, and people love it. Yeah. But they don't eat because it's nice. No, they eat because they need it to live.
Right. Amen?
Amen? But you sit around the table and you look. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. But I'll tell you what I do. I just eat because I need to survive. I need to go on. Amen? That's it. We become so complacent because of this dream that we're in. But let us realize we're not the only ones. And they can hardly speak the English, but they have the same revelation of Jesus Christ. Because God is no respecter of persons. Oh, hallelujah. And I love to see those who never heard of the revelation of Christ. Amen. Come to realize that what you've got today is not just an anointing, but the Almighty God is living inside your being. Hallelujah. And that's your hope of glory. Amen. When you see the children just reaching out and praying until tears running down their eyes. I said, this is a different kind of people. But the Bible said, but the poor receive him gladly.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, they heard that God sent a prophet, and they begin to preach the, hallelujah, the very periphery. Amen. You know, water baptism in Jesus' name. And amen, there is one God, and all of that, and all that is good. It's a good foundation. Amen, but there's something more. Amen. Revelation 10:1, that the mighty angel Christ has come down. Amen. Brother Branham was in that room. He was going to preach another message like he preached for years. Hallelujah. And he said, I would have made an awful mistake. But he came into the room and he has not left. Revelation 10:1 was fulfilled. Oh, glory to God. And when he come down, hallelujah, he had a voice.
Yes.
And he said it was like a lion roar.
Amen.
When he speak.
Amen.
And when he speak, seven thunder utter their voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And John said, I was going to write what the seven thunder utter. But he said, write them not.
No.
Hallelujah. It's not for you to write it. John knew what he was, but he was forbidden to write it.
Right.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. Hallelujah, the anointed ones in the last days. He said, not when he begins. Hallelujah. Amen. To preach his name, but when he begins to declare the message.
Amen.
And the message begins with the opening of the word.
Amen.
The book was open.
Amen.
Because he take the book in Revelation 5. But in Revelation 10:1, when he come, he had an open book.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the thunders, amen, came out of the book.
Amen.
Yet it was a mystery to those who read the book all these years. But when Eliezer come on the scene, amen, and there was a Rebecca ready, amen, to wed Isaac. Then he began to tell her who Isaac really is. Amen. So he preached now, who is this Melchizedek? Hallelujah. God and Martha. Hallelujah. Amen. To tell you and I that when you come to this revelation, nothing can stop you now. Not even death can stop this bride. Hallelujah. We change from one dimension to another. And the dimension that we change to is greater than the one we're coming from, the one we are in now. Oh, hallelujah. He said, on the other side, you're seeing clearer. Oh, you have not lost the pastor. You've gained a witness on the other side that is seeing you and said, go on. Count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. For any day now, we'll be going home. We're waiting on the last one. You know what Brother Branham said? He said the last one might be a black one. That's what he said. Amen. In this little village, that when we go inside there, the first thing they do, Brother Wade, they make a fire and they put a pot with water on the fire and they start to cook food, you know, feed them and then give them the word. My. You see them coming out of those corners, out of those little tents, and they're coming. You know, you say the words and tears run down their eyes because this is the greatest reality that has ever come their way. My. Hallelujah. People live in places where if their crop fail, next year they're going to die of starvation because that's the only way. They don't use no money. Because there's no shop to buy anything. No. They plant, they reap, they store. I remember there in the forest of Ghana, you know, when it was mealtime, you know, them little sisters had to go from midday, 12 o'clock. They start to go to that storage area and they begin to take out those corn and you know, peel everything from it. And they shell it into a mat and they begin to beat it because they're coming up with a meal, you know. But they start from the very beginning. They had no machine to grind those corn. But those little sisters, man, I tell you, they work. Yeah. If a man ever get a wife from those region, he's got a good wife. Yeah. And I tell you, for me, a Westerner, when you heat that, it feel like something is crawling down your throat, really, because it's so rough.
Right.
But, you know, that's their daily meal. But when we get into the tabernacle and we begin to speak of the word of God,
amen,
we come in equal playing field because they've got the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. My. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. He said now, watch it. Hallelujah. Choosing a bride, 170. He said, the other is pregnated with the seed word of God.
Amen.
And will bring forth the body,
yes,
the finished body of Jesus Christ,
yes,
which is the bride.
Amen.
The bride, I'm sorry, the body of Christ isn't finished yet, he says.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many knows that?
Yes.
A man and his wife is one.
Yes.
And Christ is one body,
yes,
the word.
Amen.
The bride will have to be the rest of that body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the two together makes the one body again.
Amen.
Like Adam was at the beginning, man, his wife are one.
Amen.
Now she, the true bride,
amen,
so sold out to him,
yep,
that she used no mind of her own.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His mind, of course,
yeah,
is his will.
Yeah.
And his will, hallelujah, will is his word.
Amen.
Amen. So you think a thought. You're not your own.
Right. Amen.
It's because of him living inside of,
amen,
you.
Right.
Amen. Ephesians 5:29. For no man ever yet hate his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it. Even the Lord, the church. Do you ever think that that's how God think of you? You are his body. And if you're hurting, he's hurting.
Yep.
Hmm? Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
For we are members of his body,
yes,
and of his flesh and of his bone.
Amen.
No, he are the body of Christ. And you are members in particular.
Amen.
So an invisible union, then he said, but you remember when it went down, the grain began to ripen. And you find before the grain can ripen, everything in that stalk has to be dead. He's chopping off your yesterday. He's chopping off your ignorance. He's chopping off your backsliding. He's bringing into the maturity of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't you see where we're standing? Life is in the grain again. What is it? Just exactly like the same grain that went into the ground. The same Jesus in the bride form. Same power. Did he say that? Same power. Same church. Same thing. Same word. The same word suck up through those and come up here. Hallelujah. And come to the head here. And all that life that comes through here picks up its people. Now it's forming up into the head for the rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. How many believe you're rapture ready this morning? Hallelujah. I'm living for that change. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to do a part of the final works. Amen. You know, we were there and, you know, I'd preach. Hallelujah. On the capstone and, amen, the third pull. And I get together in the office with the brothers and they said, oh, we got to preach different to our people. Because now they're seeing that this message is not just God sent a prophet. It's not just, you know, baptism in Jesus' name. Oh, one more got baptized, or one more got healed. All of that is in it. But it comes to form the image of Christ. Hallelujah. A people together. It doesn't matter your status. It doesn't matter your race. No, it doesn't matter where you come from. We're coming to the form, image of Christ, the Word. Hallelujah. You're coming to that place where it's a word that's matter. Amen. Things that are to be. If we are those attributes of God, and how many know we are? Amen? You're the eternal attribute of God. You are with him in attribute form, germ form, in the beginning. Now you're being expressed by the word. It's the word that speaks who you are. Not the sign you were born under. They said, oh, you're Virgo, you are this, and you ought to be that. No, if that still speak of you, then you're not the word. Amen? You are the form, image of Christ. We cannot live by denominationalism. We must live by the word. Because a bride is part of her bridegroom. Hallelujah. Like any wife is part of her husband. I say to the men, the way you treat your wife is your revelation of Christ and the bride. Huh? If you be unreasonable, it's because of your revelation. Amen? If you can't live to your wife according to the word, there's no revelation in you. Oh, that's just me. But that's the way I see it. Because that's our greatest example. Is that right? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She get disappointed in me sometimes. You know, when I travel, she see the way I put my clothes. If I wash them, I stuck them in. She said, I don't know what to do with this man. But I do my best. You know, I'm improving. I'm just under construction. Tomorrow I'll be better. Amen. But that's it. You are the image of Jesus Christ. You are the wife of God. Amen. Amen. You wear the wedding band of predestination. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's none that come before you. Amen. And all that he selected, the bride of all seven age, you are the cream of the crop. Amen. For you, they without us cannot be made perfect. Amen. Man. I tell you, my wife has high standards of me. If I could just be what she wants me to be, but greater, if I can be what Christ wants me to be. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, She's talking. I just make a joke of it, really, you know, because that's what it ought to be. So I text my girls. I said, your mama's got man problem. If you don't do according to this word, then Jesus got bride problem. He's got wife problem. Amen. But he said, pastors, to straighten you out, to bring you back to that position. Amen. That's just who I am. That's my characteristic. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want my life to be that Christ is satisfied with me. Amen. He said, like any wife is part of her husband. Therefore, we must be that word bride. And what is that word bride? The manifestation of the hour. The bride, not a creed, not a denomination, but a living article of God. A living attribute of God. Displaying to the world the attribute of God in the formation of the bride. That's to be expressed in this hour that we are now living. That's where we are. Oh, as we practice here on earth. Brother Branham said the greatest that God gives a man outside of his salvation is a good wife. And if we practice that, then feed on the word, then our revelation. Can you imagine when we don't shout at each other at home and malice with each other at home and we come to the house of God in unity, the unity of the body of Christ? Hey, that's it. Hallelujah. Man ought to know how to treat his wife the way you want God to treat you. Amen. And so you got to live in such a way that God is satisfied with you. Amen. I'm going to close here somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. In Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for our good to them that love God. Amen. I remember Brother Huma Longoro was sharing with us one time, and he said they were going to Florida to preach. And he said, I don't know where he got that, but he said to Stamaji, he said, I know a new way. I found a new way to go. And Brother Huma said he was driving, and he said it was to take them, as far as he's concerned, might be 2 hours. He said they were going 3 hours. And he said, Huma, do you know where you're going? He said, I know this new way. Said, Homer, give me the map. And she looked at the path that he was taking and where they should be. There was no way they're going to make the service. They were way on the other side of Florida. So the master said, Homer, you are lost. But all things work together for your good. To them that love God. Amen. To them who are called according to his purpose. Yes. Amen. David had some pitfalls. That when we look at them, we said, how could this man ever be anything? And God said about David, he's a man after my own heart. Amen. When David took Uriah's wife, I'm closing. Then David think that everything was all right. He put Uriah at the front of the battle and he was dead. But there's a prophet, there's a voice. And gave him a riddle. And David said, bring me that man. I'm the judge here. He said, David, you are that man. You see, the heart of David is David, get down to God. In Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God. According, we've got to realize that we are weak. But he's strong.
Amen. Amen.
That you've got to take side with God against yourself.
Amen.
That I don't want my way. I want his way.
Amen.
But you know, that wasn't the hardest thing in the eyes of God that David did. When David numbered Israel. When he numbered the people. You see, there was a way that God have that he should take the census of the people. And in that census, every man was to pay half a shekel. The Bible says that you die not. God had a way. It was a type of redemption. that God was showing that the price that was paid for your life is the same price paid for mine. And I want to tell you this morning, don't think that your salvation is better than mine. The price that was paid for mine is the same price that is paid for yours. That was what God's. But when David thought that if he knew the number of Israel, then he might be mighty in battle, God did not accept that. God wants you to know every day of your life that it's not because of you. It's because of him. So we know that all things work together for our good to them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow. Oh, I like the spot. He also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son. You could not be otherwise. You were born for this purpose. For this purpose you came forth. From the mind of God you are expressed for this purpose. Hallelujah. And you are privileged through the pattern to which God has brought you to this room. Amen. Hallelujah. For who did it foreknown? He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Amen.
First to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
First to the opening of the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are first that the seals are open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seven thunders reveal.
Yes.
And not because Cape Crows was up on our land.
No.
You know, you go someplace and you say seven thunders and they begin to fall up in a cocoon. But the seven thunders are the mysteries that are contained within the seven seals.
Amen.
And in that mystery, hallelujah. You see, Revelation 10:1 was the announcement.
Yep.
But Revelation 8:1 was the scene.
Right.
And in that scene, when the mighty angel come down and the revelation of who I am was made known.
Yes.
That I'm a part of my Savior. And my Savior is a part of me.
Yes.
Even the angels of heaven were silent for half an hour.
Amen.
They didn't believe that you could make it.
Yeah.
But Christ in you. Christ in you is a hope of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's no devil in hell that can stop you.
Amen.
The 2,000 demons that are released from the river Euphrates, they can't stop you. You are sold out to Christ. You're giving Christ preeminence in your life. You are born for this purpose. Hallelujah. And if you have not, your life has got to reflect him every day. Every day. Hallelujah. So in 2 Corinthians 3:17, he says, "Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an open face, behold, in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are being changed into that same image. From glory to glory, even by the spirit of the Lord."
Amen.
That spirit of the Lord in this hour is causing you to conform to the image of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, the devil might hold you in a place for a while, but if you are the seed of God, he can't hold you forever.
Amen.
Paul says, when I hear the word, the gospel of my salvation, which when I believe, I was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. He said, which is an earnest and down payment until the redemption of the purchased possession.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus had to know who he is. He said, I come from God and I'm going back to God. Hallelujah.
The
apostle said, I know whom I believe. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. You're going to have pitfalls. Abraham had them. David had them. Hey, listen, glory. But when you have an anchor hold in Jesus Christ, no devil can stop you. Amen? Hallelujah. Because you are the wife of God. And you've got to manifest him on the face of the earth today. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Because you know who you are. God bless you, Pastor. May we bow our heads everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen.
Give him one more hand clap of praise. Good job. I believe he believes what he believes. You know what Brother Dale always said? He said, I believe that brother believes what he believes. And we believe it too. We're the last amorphia of God. The last thing that men are going to see on this earth is you and me. And then the next thing that's going to happen is, if you're not a Jew, you're going to be seen at the white throne judgment. You don't want that. No. Accept him now. Grab a hold of this now. Grab a hold of what's going on now. Grab a hold of the word of God now. Grab a hold of eternal life now. If you don't have eternal life, I hope you don't sleep until you get it. Amen. I hope God troubles your water. Because like many, I've said before, listen, we're in a battle. This is a battleship. This ain't a cruise ship. We don't go out and sit around the beach. No, it's a battle. It's a fight. And listen, we've been given the greatest thing to fight with, and that's the word of God. Amen. And like I told y'all many times before, the devil cannot get eternal life, but you can. Be privileged to know that God has opened up enough a door for you to receive eternal life, and the devil can't get it. So listen, if you receive eternal life, Satan can't. He can bother you, but he can't take hold because you got God in you. And he hates that God's in us, and he can't do anything about it. But that's all right. He made his choice long, long time ago. He made his choice to become Satan. God created him perfect. I was thinking the other day, I thought, man, you know, when we come to earth, we're born and a soul comes into us and we really don't know anything about it, you know, what's going on until we're 5 or 6 years old. We don't remember a whole lot of things. And then we start developing and we realize that my name's Bob or my name's this or my name's that, right? But the devil was created. Just like he wasn't, and then he came from God. Am I preaching to a different place, a group of people? He just was there. And he developed right there. God developed him full grown, gave him something to do, made him the anointed cherub. I made you perfect. He kept telling him, I made you all these things. But you know what? The difference in him and us, we believed what God said. And we stayed in our position. He didn't believe what the very man that created him. He didn't believe what he said. But we do, as the bride of Jesus Christ, we had to come across this chasm. We had to come here lost. We had to come here in these bodies. Yeah. But guess what? That's the way God wanted it. He didn't want it no other way. Amen. No other way than to express himself through us. And I believe that's why Brother Branham came and gave us a message to see who we are and what we're doing here and why we're here. Yes. Don't ever sit around and say, why am I here? Realize who you are. Hallelujah. Realize why you're here. Yes. Amen. Realize why we've had to go through these trials and tests and tribulation. Yes. Yes. Right? Amen. Just realize when the bride realizes who she is and what she's doing here, remember, she's going to be in the invincible army. Yes. Let's sing a song, one song, and then we'll service back at 2:00. And then, like I said, we'll have communion after the second service. Your name.
Glorify, glorify.
come to do. We came to glorify the name of the Lord. God bless you. We love you. It's a little bit past 12, so we'll go ahead and dismiss. Be back at 2 o'clock. Listen, we got a lot of people here today. If you stayed to eat, then just move over and let somebody sit real close to you or sit outside and eat or something. But God bless you. Thank you all for coming. And we appreciate you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Just pray for Brother Keith. Be back here 2 o'clock. And then we'll have, like I said, we'll have communion and foot washing after that. And have a wonderful day. We love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for coming. God bless you, brother. And we'll see you at 2 o'clock. I just came to glorify your name.